Okay, today we start the Mishnah. Yairis Shvuya Vashivcha. Agiris Hashvuya Vashivcha. Sheniftu, Shenizgairu, Vidishtushtachu, Kusay, Zemzai Shalashanu, Vyamecha, Tsumasa Masayim. Yeshlam Tainis Psul. The Mishnah tells us we're in the middle of listing those who get a ksuba of 200. Ksuba of 200 is someone who's assumed to be a besula. So the Mishnah tells us that these three women, Giyaris, Ashvui, and Ashivcha, if they become B'nais Yisrael when they're under 3 years old, we've already learned that under 3 years old, a woman that's not Shayach Bia, doesn't have a Shem Bia under three. So such a person who's Megayer, Tepaydim, Mishtachar, Pusis, Mbaskimel, they get a ksuva of 200, and of course, Yeshlam Tanis Pesulim, because the assumption is that she's a Pesulim. The Mishnah itself would be a Dabar Pashat, there'd be very little that the Gemara has to say, except that from this Mishnah we have a Diuk that it's possible for a Giyairis to become, let's say, for a Gaita to become a Giyairis, Chusais Mibaskimel Shana, when she's still a Katana. So that's a chiddush which we see derech agav, and memela that becomes the sugya sagemara. That here is the sugya of ger katan, which we will be discussing for the next few days. Now the gemara says amar afuna ger katan matfilin oisei al das bezdin my kamash v'lan disvusulai v'zachin la'adam shalai b'fadu. That ger katan we could be matfil al das bezdin. What does that mean, matfil al das bezdin? Tevel him. What does it mean? Al das bezdin. Ger katan matfilin oisei. No.
He has no das.
So normally a ger has das. So if you have a guy just falls into a mikveh without das, it's not a tefillah. That's what you're just saying. So what is Bezdin doing to him? What's Ger Katan Matfilin Oisei Al Das Bezdin? What is Bezdin doing exactly? Bezdin is... Why do we need to supervise? Why can't we just have Eidim that he was Tevel? We'll have Eidim that saw him be Tevel and... He can't do it for himself. He can't do it for himself. He needs Das. In other words, so I'm asking, let's say you would have a guy who's just walking and he falls into the mikveh. So that won't be good. And he does to go into the mikveh. So why does it help now that Bezdin is here? What? You always need das. Any Kenyan needs, okay? Zichash need Kenyan das. So therefore, we're doing this alt das. So if we're doing it alt das, so why do you need Bezdin? Why don't you just have two yidin? God loy mir agavav. Why do you need Bezdin? What's alt das Bezdin? Who needs Bezdin? You need Eidim, and then the Eidim will come to Bezdin. Bezdin will still interrogate the Eidim, and they'll say it was Megayer, and it'll be a good case.
Derek, again, you need
to become a Ger, you need a Bezdin. I mean, even a Gadol maybe needs. So Gadol needs a Bezdin. So does a Gadol need a Bezdin when he's Tevel for Geres? First, you have to know that the way we're Nayig, at least, it's Tevila first, it's Mila first and Tefillah second. Right, to become a Ger, you need actually three things. Bris Mila, and to be Tevel, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Those are the three conditions which a male needs. A female who doesn't have Mila needs two things. So you need Tefillah and you need Bris Mila. So Matvila and I say Aldaz Bezdin. So you're tiny that the reason you need a Bezdin is like every Geris. Every ger, so it's not dafka a gadol, it's even a cut. And not dafka a cut, even a gadol. Everybody needs a bezdin. So when it says here, al das bezdin, it's true about a gadol also, maybe. That a gadol also needs a bezdin. Let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi, al das bezdin. Takarashi learns like you're saying, al das bezdin. Shloisha yiyu bitvilasai, kidin kol tvilas ger. Shitzricha gimel. So that part of Rashi is very good, right? Rashi's saying that you need a bezin, like every geiris needs a bezin. You can't just be Megayer by yourself. All geiris is a maisa bezin. So that part is good. What's the second half of Rashi? Behei nasin loy of. Vahari uger al yadayim. They become like his father. And he's a ger because of them. Umagai be yayin kosher. From now on, if he touches wine, there's no yayin esach. What does Rashi mean? Vehein nasin loy av. Yeah. So here, when it's a gadol who's tayvel, it's the same thing. Doesn't becomes like his father. No. So stop go back cut. So the first half of Rashi seems to say, why do you need a bezdin? Kedin kol tefilas ger. Like every ger needs bezdin. So no difference. Cut. Gadol. The second half of Rashi, hein, what does it mean, hein nas and loy av? Hein nas, they become like a father. What do you mean, become like a father? They have to pay his tuition bills.
Even if the ger came by, even if the cotton came by himself,
one
is the guy.
Even if the cotton came
by
on his own.
Came by himself, one is the guy.
So hein nas and loy av.
Normally children have to follow the father wants they do.
Right.
Yeah, in this case.
So why do you need a bezdin? Why can't it be just two yidden? Ger God. So what, you need a bezdin like anybody. And hey nas and layav has nothing to do with bezdin. Maybe it has nothing to do with bezdin.
Actually, it was responsible for him that he also goes to yeshiva there. Isn't there a responsibility on the bezdin that he goes to yeshiva also?
Is Bezdin responsible that he should need to be mechanech in Mel? Is that true? Hey, that's the layav that Bezdin is responsible.
I don't know.
Rashi, in the previous Rashi, said with some emain layav. Ima yaviyasa was guy. There's no father, only a mother. So what's hey, that's the layav? Now let's put it this way. For bris milah, do you need a bezdin for this cotton? A ger cotton. Let's assume a ger gadol does not need. The machlokes is for most pesukim hold the ger gadol does not need a bezdin for bris milah. Only needs a bezdin for tefillah. Milah's first, tefillah second. After milah, he's not a ger yet. After tefillah, he becomes a ger. So you need a bezdin by tefillah. It's a ma'aser bezdin. All geris. So memela a cotton yizachah need a bezdin. What about by bris milah? By bris milah, do you need or don't you need? There's a machlokes here in the Mefarshim, whether you need for bris milah or not. The Ritva says, tefillah v'hu adin milah. I believe that Rabbi Kivega brings down the Ritva, maybe so the Rabbi Kivega, that tefillah v'hu adin milah, you need for everything. Peshua, on the other hand, says just the opposite. He says, Matvilin oisai al das bezin. Matvilin is dafka tefillah, but not bris milah. So Peshua learns tefillah dafka. Ritva learns both. Now, which is easier? The easiest way to learn is Peshua the Ritva. Easy way out. If you want to get out early, how would you learn? Huh?
You buy everything.
Is that the easier way out? You need everything. If you need by everything, you need a shtickle tyra. Why do you need him by bris milah for? But you don't need by a gadol. You don't need by a gadol. You don't need by bris milah. Yeah. According to the first part of Rashi, kedin kol tefilas ger, that would be like the Pnei Yeshua. Be much like the Pnei Yeshua that Kedin called Tfilas Ger, that every Ger needs by Tfilah, and Lavdaka by Milah. The first part of Rashi seems to be like the Pnei Yeshua. What about the second part of Rashi? Hinas and Layav. I guess we don't know Pshat, so it's hard to know. You want to chap on Shabbos by everybody,
right.
So it could be Mila too. But then you shouldn't say Kedin Kol Tefilas Ger, because Kol Tefilas Ger doesn't need anything by it. It doesn't need bezin by Mila. So Rav Moshe learns that there are two ways to understand this. Rav Moshe is the Igris Moshe. So you're a day of Simur Kufnul Ches. In Rashi it sounds like you only need four tefillah. The question is, what about Mila? Rav Moshe actually had the shaila about a cotton that they were Megayer, but there was no Bezdin by the Mila. This is the shaila that he's asked, if you need a Bezdin by the Mila, or just by the tefillah. So Rav Moshe says, you could learn two ways. Why do you need a Bezdin? You can learn you need a Bezdin, like Rashi, Kedin called tefillah Zger, and Im Kain, by Bris Mila, you don't need, like the Peshua says. Rav Moshe brings up Pnei Yeshua and he says that Rashi, at least the first part of Rashi, is mashmal like the Pnei Yeshua. The Ritva says you need by Mila as well as by Tefila. So Rav Moshe says the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is mashmal that way. That at least by a cotton you need a Bezdin. Why? So Rav Moshe learns that there's a reason you need a Bezdin. Because here, Bezdin has to make a decision. What is Bezdin? Different than Eidim. Bezdin makes decisions. Eidim report what happened. Their eyes that see what happened. And Bezdin is a body that makes a decision. What decision has to be made? What do you say? What decision has to be made? It's not a decision that you just see. The decision has to be made is whether it's a schus for him. Does Bezdin Zakr of Moshe has to decide, is it a schus? Is it a schus for him or is it not a schus for him? If Bezdin decides it's a schus, I'm not sure how Bezdin decides. I guess they talk to him. And they see, he's 3 years old, it's not a problem. Who's going to have to talk to him? But they see if his mother's going to take good care of him and she's a yid. His mother was Megayer and Yila Imai. Bezdin has to make a decision on a psak if it's a schus. That psak, that's pshat b'tefillah noisi al das bezdin. Bezdin has to make a judgment whether this is a schus. If bezdin paskins it's a schus, then we're going to be taibolin and to be mal him. We're going to be the gayer. And if not, not.
That answers
why you need bezdin. So Rav Moshe says that's why everything has to be. Because the meal is also done by Torah's schus.
Once you do the tefillah, you already decided that it's a schus.
Well, meal is first, and tefillah second. I mean, once you do the meal, it's a schus. Well, by tefillah, you need anyway. What you're saying might help us. But Zakr of Maisha, we have to decide it's a schus. What? When do you consider it a schus? I guess if you have a situation where you have a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old. And you can see, it's happened that in schools, in Jewish schools, kids were raised as Jews. And then we find out that the mother was a guy. And the kid is an erlich boy. He's very serious about his learning. So that's a schus. That's a schus for him.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know how Bezdin would decide it with a 3-year-old. Because they would have to see if his family is being Megayer. They would hold that as a geres. Nowadays, the most common geres of a cotton is when a baby is adopted. Now, people who adopt Gaisha children, whether they should or they shouldn't, but Lamaisa the Geiris is deemed to be a schus. Because here you have a child whose parents don't want him, and here you have a caring family that's willing to take him. So Bezdin decides it's a schus. It happens all the time. And so Bezdin can decide, even though the baby's under 3. But that's the job of the Bezdin. Bezdin has to decide that it's a schus. If Bezdin decides it's a schus, then it's good. Zakr of Moshe Memela. If the Ger Katan has a father who's Megayer, so then you don't need a Bezdin for the Mila. If the Bezdin has a father, if the child has a father and a mother who are being Megayer, so we don't need a Bezdin for the Mila. Because if the father and mother are being Megayer, it's certainly a schus for the child. In a case where there's no father, he says there, Bezdin has to be there to see. So Rav Moshe Paskins, in his case, where there was a father that was Megayer, so Rav Moshe Paskins, that the bris milah is a good bris milah, even though there was no bet, as long as they were eidim. Where the father and mother are not megayim, Ramosh says you need a bet. And it's meridik meduyik in Rashi. First of all, Rashi immediately, first Rashi says im ein layak. The whole sugi is talking that there's no father. The imai hevi yasei lezgayer. And now Rashi says, k'din kol tvilas geshet tzrichin gimel, v'hei nasin layav. And Rashi adds that the bezdin here serves the function of an av, which is, if there's an av, it's a schus. Bezdin could serve the function of validating the fact that it's a schus, determining that it's a schus, and therefore, the ger is a good ger. Well, meal and tefillah is all one thing. We can't do it simultaneously, but it's one process. It has to be a schus side by meal, side by tefillah. It's all one. Once it's schus by meal, what? It would be a full-fledged. Yes. Because of the tzar of the mila, I don't think so. I don't think the tzar of mila goes into the cheshbon. The cheshbon is whether being a yid is a schus for him. If it's a schus, the tzar of mila is worth it. It's not a schus, the tzar of mila is not. You just need it because that's part of the process of geres. So this is how Rav Moshe learns that. So what's my feeling? I say al das bezdin that. Bezdin has to have a daya to decide if it's a schus for the child. Now, it also is true, this which you said before, that the actual tefillah is done by the bezdin, which means, and this is lamaisa, nowadays when we're megayer cotton, and I've had the experience of being on a bezdin that was megayer cotton. The bezdin actually presses the baby under the water at the geiris. In other words, the child has no das to tevel. It's like falling into a mikvah. So that's also true. It's also true that the way we do it is that the father goes into the mikvah with the baby, holds the baby, and the bezdin at the edge of the mikvah with their hands press the baby under water, and that's how it tevel. Now that itself wouldn't need a bezdin. That itself could be done with the eidim. The reason we do it with the bezdin, dafka, is because it's the bezdin that has to pass, and that's a schus for the child. And that's the way it's done. Any case I've ever been of Geiris HaKadon was always an adopted baby. And I said, I've had certainly no shachas to any other, who's Megara Ketanim nowadays, but... except in this case, where it's a baby nobody wants, and you have a Jewish parents that are willing to adopt. So, Kapanim, this is the pshat. I'm telling you now, simply pasha pshat in the Gemara. There is one more nidain if in Rashi. Rashi says, "Imai have yasei lezgayer." Is that dafka or lav dafka? In layav, the imai have yasei lezgayer. Does it have to be his mother? Sometimes you have a 12-year-old who walks into Bezdin and he's interested in being from. From Rashi, it sounds dafka. But the Ran says that it's lav dafka. Ran says we don't walk around grabbing goyim off the street and tabling them. But if a cotton comes, even without his mother, we could be megayer. It's lav dafka, imay have yasei lezgayer. I don't know, we'll have to see in the sugya. If we have any reason to learn Ashi's Dafka. That's for Bezdin to determine. Bezdin will determine. It's very often that it's not that way. Very often, like I said, you can have a child that grew up. I once... I don't like to be in a Bezdin for gayers because it's hard to know what's going to be. We once had a situation with somebody that I have a connection to, was engaged to a girl from Yeshiva Brooklyn, and then they were looking through and it seems her mother's mother, our mother's mother's mother, was Megayer. The Geiris papers were not 100% in order, so we had to do a Geiris. So you have situations where it's a schus gadol. I know it bothers really. Why is it a schus? You have situations where it's a schus. That issue is a gadol. But the situation, a person grows up as a Jew and they find out there's a suffix in their gayness. So it's a schus. You can have a 12-year-old who grew up as a Jew and found out that he's not. It was in Camp Arshraga. There was one summer when I was about 20 years old. I was going to camp. I was a different camp, but it was a well-known thing at the time. There was Rav Shalom. There was a young man who went. He wasn't Tovah Das, right? The finish. He was in Arshraga, and in the middle of the summer, he found out he's a guy. And his name was Cohen. He thought he was a guy. Right? And he found out he's a guy. We live in a very strange world. So even if he'd be 12, he'll be a schus fan. Alright, so we at Bezdin have to determine that's a schus. You're saying Bezdin has a hard job, so lozai. But that's the reason we have a Bezdin. So this is the basic yisayit ha-Gemara. How does it work? The Gemara says, Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Gemara asks, Tanina zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, in chavin la'adam shalai b'fanav. The Gemara answers, Ma'u de tema v'kechav mefkere nichalai. Kaimelon de eved vadei mefkere nichalai kamashmolon. Tahanimil. God oil the tom tam di sura. When is it a chayiv if he was already tom tam di sura? Of a katan, it's a chusulai. But for a katan, it's a chus. So this is the yisayit of the Gemara that it can be a cotton because of Torah Sechina. Taisus here, which I assume you've begun, goes into the union of Sechia. And before we start Taisus, we have to start by discussing what Zochin La'adam means. The simple case of Zochin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, you all know. It means that if you would like to give me a gift, so Zochin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, if I'm not here, you can be kinda a gift, you go into a store, buy a gift, pick it up for me, and it becomes mine. It becomes halachically mine. Because zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, it's a schus for a person, assuming it's something that's a schus for him to have. So zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, that is zechiyah. How does zechiyah work? So we find in Rishayim two explanations. One is that zechiyah mitam shlichus, which we'll see shortly, is Taisus Lashon, right, the beginning of Taisus. Sechia havi mitam shlichus. And the next second explanation, which is that Sechia is mitam yad. And I'd like to just explain to you the two mahalchim. Then we'll start with Taisus. But again, the two mahalchim are Sechia is mitam shlichus, or Sechia is mitam yad. What does that mean? Zechiyah mitam shlichus means that the Torah is mechadish a parasha of shlichus. What is shlichus? I tell you, be my shliach to purchase something for me. Will you go and buy it? It's as if I bought it. Shluchah shaladim kamaisa. What is zechiyah? Zechiyah is shlichus minus one thing. What's that one thing? Minu shlichus. I do not have to tell the person to be my shliach. It's assumed. It's understood. And I would like him to be my shliach. So zechiyah is shlichus without a maisa of minoi shlichus, without actually appointing a shliach. So zechiyah mitam shlichus means basically that zechiyah is sort of an opening to get into the parasha of shlichus. Everything works by Torah shlichus, just like shluchah shaladim kumaisa works. So wherever you find the shtickle Torah, how does shlichus work? That applies to zechiyah too, because all zechiyah is a form of shlichus. Normally, shlichus has a condition. I have to tell you, be my shliach. Zechiyah is just a chiddush that I don't have to tell you, be my shliach. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to know about it. It works without a minhag shlichus. Rav Baruch Beh brings b'shem Reb Chaim in a number of places, primarily in Kiddushin, and Sugya of Shlichus, that the whole machlokes, if schiyas mitam shlichus or schiyas mitam yad, is this machlokes. If you hold schiyas mitam shlichus, schiyas is not a separate parsha. Schiyas is a din. It's a halacha that you don't need a mina shlichus. But it's a prat in the parsha of shlichus. There's a parsha of shlichus in the Torah. The adine shlichus. And Zechiah is just a prat in Dine Shlichus. If you learn Zechiah Mitam Yad, then it has nothing to do with Shlichus at all. If you learn Zechiah Mitam Yad, then the idea of Zechiah has nothing to do with Shlichus. Shlichus is a Chiddush. If you make a Shliach, he's a Shliach. No other way could he be a Shliach. What is Zechiah? It's a new parasha in the Torah. Zachin l'adam shloim b'fanav. What does that mean? That means that my yad, my hand, could do things that cause a result, a tzitzah, which is shayach to someone else. I am able to pick something up. I'm the one picking it up. It's not you. It's not shulchan shalom k'maisa. It's not you. It's me. I am picking it up. And the tzitzah of my picking up this thing, this gift, is that it becomes yours. It doesn't work out shlichus. I'm not your shliach. It works out tzichiyah. That my yad could do things which are mesiachis to you, which have a connection to you. That is the din of tzichiyah. We don't have a pasuk in the Torah. I'll remember afterwards. Okay, it's a separate. There's a separate makar in the Torah.
Why is
it
not
shlichus? Why is it not shlichus? Because shlichus is a kiddush. We learn from atem gam atem that if you make a shliach, there's such a thing that he's an extension of you, but his ma'aseh is considered your ma'aseh. That's a chiddush of the Torah. Shlichus is not a svara.
Okay, so I pick it up now. Say it's good to have it out.
Right.
So I pick it up. How does it become yours?
There's a chiddush of tzchiyah that what you do is misiachis to me. It's not like I did it. It's not shulchan shalom k'maisa. It's not like I did it at all. You did it. It's just that there's a chiddush of tzchiyah, which is that what you did could be misiachis to me. That's the chiddush of the parasha. So these are the two mahalchim in learning tzchiyah, and how tzchiyah works. And to illustrate it, I'd like to discuss with you the Chiddush of the Ktzais, which some of you have seen already. This is a rather famous Ktzais in Yeshiva Welt. We'll go through the Ktzais and we'll see what he says and hopefully get a good havan. The Ktzais has a shayla which he brings from the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is a Rish. Trumas Hadeshen had the following shayla. A woman made a dough, which she planned to bake. She was baking challahs, whatever she was baking. She created a dough, she mixed flour and water. And as you know, or you may not know, dough is left to rise before it's put into the oven. So she made a dough and she left it to rise. I don't know how long she had to leave it, but she had to leave for an hour. And she did not get back in time. Her friend, who's also at the oven, making her own challahs, sees the dough, and she realizes that the dough, if the dough is left to rise too long, it turns sour. So she would like to do a favor for the owner of the challah, of the dough, and bake it for her. So she's going now to put it into the oven. But challah was not separated from the dough. As you all know, from a dough, you have to separate challah, and the chetchilah has to be done by Idayisa. Reishis Arisai Sechem. It's got to be dough. The chetchilah, but the evidence, you can take it off if you bake it, but the chetchilah has to be separated into dough. So this friend would like to separate the challah, take off a handful of dough to be challah, say, Harizu challah, put it wherever it is that the dough is put, it's burnt, and then to bake the challahs for her friend. The shaila is, could she do it? Could one person separate challah for someone else? If they're a shliach, of course they could. But she didn't make her a shliach. Zok the chumas hadeshen zachin la adam shalai befanav. It's a schus. Under the circumstances, it's a schus, because if she leaves the dough, it's going to turn sour. If she bakes it without separating challah, that's not lechatchila. That's not lechatchila. So therefore, paskins the chumas hadeshen, no problem. Zachin la adam shalai befanav, and therefore a person can separate. Can separate challah without the shlichus of the owner because of schiyah. That's the psak of the Chumas Hadeshen and the Ramah and Hilchus Challah, Yerdeya, Simishin Chav Ches, Paskins this way, that a woman could separate challah from someone else if you have such a circumstance where it's a schus. It's really an easy Chumas Hadeshen. If not for the Ketzais, it'd be an easy Chumas Hadeshen. The Ketzais comes along, and the Ketzais basically says that there's no such thing. What is zechiyah? What is zechiyah? What does zechiyah mean? It means you can get something for someone. Zachin la'adam means that people like to get things. Most people, even though it says someplace that zayin matonis yichya, but most people like to get gifts. The fact is, people like it. It's a source. The parsha of Zechiyah, Zaktik Tzais, is a parsha of getting things. And it's limited to that. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav means people can get things. In Yeshiva Velt, this is known, and the Tzais says, Zachin la'adam, v'loi zachin me'adam. You could do a schus to acquire something for someone. But not zachin mei adam. You can't, through a schus, give something away. It happens to be a schus for this lady to give away the challah, to break off the challah and destroy it. It's a schus. But the Ketzai says that's not zechiyah. Zechiyah is zachin le adam. Because you know that someone is happy with something, it's a nichusa for the person, you can't do it. Zachin le adam, then zachin mei adam. So the Ketzai says, he writes, Im ki adati mi od erki l'neged shumas hadeshen. The Ketzai says, I can't argue with Rishaynim. So you have to know the Ketzai's style is that he often argues with Rishaynim. He usually hangs his hat on other Rishaynim. But that's the style of the Ketzai's I once mentioned to you. That's the difference between the Ketzai's and the Sivis. If the Ketzai's held something, al pisvara, so Yikai Vadin Sahar, he's going to push it through even against Rishaynim. The Sivis is the opposite. And the Sivis starts with the Rishaynim and then goes to the Svarim, most of the time. The Sivis doesn't argue with Rishaynim. That's why Ruba de Ruba, Machlekes Ketzais and the Sivis, we usually pass back to the Sivis. And usually the Svara is more understandable like the Ketzais. The Sivis you have to understand. But that's the Derech HaKetzais. He says that the Rashba holds like him, the Taisus like him, but that's all in that. Lamaisa, the Ketzais holds Zachin. Le Adam vein zachin mei Adam. So he brings a case of truma. So he says a raya from a gemara. Gemara says that if you tell your friend, say truly, make him a shliach, go separate truma for me. So the gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, if you tell your friend, say truly, go take truma for me. For halach umatzei Torah. And he walks over to the silo and he finds that someone else already took truma. So the Gemara says that ain't truma say truma. What this other person did is not a good truma. And the shliach has to do it again. What do you mean? We see it's nichale to the owner. The owner said to someone, say truly, he said, take truma for me. We see his nichalei that someone else should do it for him. So, now a third person did it, by nafkamina. Why don't we say, according to the truma sadeshen, it should be a good truma?
We see they didn't want the third guy to do it. And the fact that he made a shliach,
okay.
They didn't want
the third guy to do it. Okay, good. The Ketzai holds that this is a rai. This is a raya that zachin le'adam v'zayin lo'ymei adam. She said the same thing with the challah. The owner wanted. So in both cases, the Ketzai says, until we see it doesn't work. So the Trumas Hadeshin says that Teres. The Trumas Hadeshin actually answers this. Trumas Hadeshin says, no, there it's different. Because he told one person, you be my shliach, and not someone else. So he's Megalas Das, he wants this person and not the other person.
Why did he believe that?
Going
in that direction.
Then
go.
So
he's saying he knows maybe how much he would
want to
separate.
He's answering the question. The tzais holds that when you make a shliach to take truma, you just take the easiest person. You don't want dafka one person. But the truma sadesh and taka says that no truma. Sometimes you give a 40th, a 50th, a 60th. You make dafka the shliach you want. Seems that the tzais and the truma sadesh are arguing in whether this is a raya or not, whether normally a person makes a shliach and wants dafka that shliach or any shliach, be that as it may, this is the machlaikis tzais and the Trumas Hadesh. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a sefer Be'er Yitzchak. In his first tshuva, he is done on this tzais in a very interesting case. His case is where you have somebody, you have a rav who's selling chametz. And the rav knows that there's a certain person that comes to him every year, makes him a shliach to sell the chametz. The person didn't come this year. Can the rav sell the chametz for him mitam zchiya? Can the Rav sell it for him at Tav Siyah? I know you're going to tell me, maybe he went to a different Rav. Say he didn't go to a different Rav. Let's say you have a man who's in a coma. He's in a coma, he's sick. Can you sell his chametz for him at Tav Siyah? Even more than that, place can discuss. Can you sell a frayi its chametz? Because it's a schus. He doesn't know it's a schus, but we know it's a schus.
He's going to be using his chametz.
So we're not going to talk about the fryer yet. Very yitz. Can you sell someone's chametz? He's in a coma. You want to sell matam zafin lado? Obviously, this is totally in the machlaikis, the Trumas Hadeshin, the Ketzais. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, assume he's a frum yid. For some reason, he can't sell. He's in jail. He can't communicate. So you can sell for him. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, zafin lado, shlai b'fana. According to the Ketzais, Zachin le'adam, vein zachin me'adam. Are you going to sell for him? You can't sell things for a person. That's removing something from his rishus. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that he has a few rayas to the Trumas Hadeshin. And his first raya, I believe it's his first raya, is from our sugya. How's it arrive from our sugya? What's the right from our sugya? Are you giving the cotton anything? When you're a guy or a cotton, I'm giving him something. Except giving him Yiddish guide. You're not giving him, you're changing him. You're changing him from one matzav to another matzav. Not giving him anything. You know, it could be a guy who goes to Gan Eden, it could be a Yid who goes to Gehenna. It's possible. So you're not giving him, he's not guaranteed anything because he's a yid, he doesn't get anything. In our Gemara, where we learn the Torah Zechia, what kind of Zechia is it? It's a Zechia of Nichusa. We say it's Nichale. He's not getting anything. We just say, as in Paskins, that we shuts up, if he would have Das, it would be Nichale. Not receiving anything. But still, because we assume it would be Nichalei Magaya. That's our sugya. So from our sugya we see Nichusa is enough. You do not actually have to give a person something. Good, Ryan? Right?
What? Maybe the Tzai would agree with that. Maybe
the Tzai says, Maybe the tzais would be maskim. He just says the negative. You can't take away from a person. Here, you're not taking anything away from him. Ktzais says that Zechi is not totally in Nichusa. I'll tell you, if you would want it, totally in getting things. Zechi. Zechi means acquiring. But then it should work by Chala. She has a big Hanah. She has Hanah that we can bake them. She's saying the same Nakuda. And maybe the Ktzais only meant that you can't take away.
Let me,
so you have to see his Lashon again. The Lashon is not Mashma that way. His Lashon is Mashma that Zechiah has to be acquiring, and it can't be Stam that it's Nichus to a person. See, in a way, you're taking things away from him. In a way, you're taking things away. Although he really has a catch, because he can be, when he's 13, he could say, I don't want. It's really a pretty good deal. It's like a free trial, you know. You could try it, and then you can decide if you want some of that. If he's 13, he could be, like a Gemara says, lady. What?
He had
in a way, yeah. Take away the challah so that he can gain. The truth is, every Zachar Me'adav is a gain for the person. It's just a gain through taking.
Our Gemara, it's not the problem is that it's not Shalai Kfal. The person is acting as the Kutam Das. All other cases by the Kfal, the woman has her own Das, but the only problem is that she's not around. Here the Kutam's around. We're not acting that in person, we're acting as the Das.
You still have to work with the Torah of Zechia. You still need a Makar to be able to do it. If the Makar is Zechia, so it has to make sense, the Torah of Zechia. It's really all Zechiah is Das. All Zechiah, see now what we're going to do in discussing the way you're talking is we're going to get back to Mekam Shlichas, which I would like to do. But let's just finish talking to Ber Yitzhak, and I think you'll see that this all comes back to Zechiah Mekam Shlichas, Mekam Yad, which way is more Mestab. So let me first tell you the other rayas. Rabbi Yitzchak Hashem has three gemaras that are mashmak the Trumas Hashem. One is our gemara. The second is a gemara in Saita Daf Chav Hei. The gemara there talks about a husband who went overseas. Halach Lamdina Sayam. A husband who went overseas, and his wife is here in town. Bezdin sees that she's fooling around with other men. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, that Bezdin mekanin li'ishtai. We've learned that a woman can become a saita if her husband warns her, don't be miyachid with someone, and then she's miyachid with a person, b'fnei eidim. So then she drinks the meisaita. The Gemara says that if the husband is ben medina sayan, then Bezdin could give kinoi medin zachin la'adam. The Gemara uses an expression of that Bezdin mekanin li'ishtai b'tarei zechiyah, that al zachin la'adam you could give. According to Ktzais, that makes no sense. According to Ktzais, what kind of zechiyah is that? What kind of zachin la'adam is that?
Or
neither lid nor may.
It's saving him from something that could have happened.
That's right. But it's not acquiring. It's nichusa. We see the person, we assume the person is nicha, and that's why we do it. We see nichusa is enough. What? It has to be for the husband, because the husband is the only one who has the power to do kinyan. So it really has to be, if it's good for Klal Yisrael, he wouldn't want it, Bezdin couldn't do it. It has to be, he's the one who has the kayach to do it. And Bezdin can do it out to Shliach. And there's no Shliach, so Bezdin can do it out to Tzvi. Third raya is from a Gemara Kiddushin.
Yeah.
It's even a loss to the husband. So, and still, we assume he would want it, and therefore we do it. It's even a stronger raya. What? A Beis Din has to paskin that it's a schus. Beis Din will have to paskin that it's a schus. The son doesn't want to come back and find his wife pregnant from a different man. So Beis Din has to decide that it's a schus. If Beis Din decides it's a schus, Beis Din will do it.
So it's not like a good life to
serve? No, because it's not le'adam. Well, he's not gaining anything.
He's gaining that he can still keep his wife.
Because without kinui, he can certainly keep his wife. But with kinui, he can become us with his wife.
So if he comes back and she's pregnant, then...
Well, then either way, with or without kinui. It's only enough kamina. If kinui and yichud, then he'll become us. The third raya is the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Hei. Gemara Kedushin has a situation where a katana, of course you all know that only person that can marry a katana is her father. A woman who is a katana cannot be mekabel kedushin on her own. There's a case where a katana is niskacha b'loyavia. She accepts kedushin without her father, and the Gemara discusses, at least the way the Rambam explains the Gemara. The Gemara discusses that if the father was megala his das that he would want his daughter to be married to this man. Let's say she's the kabbal kedushin from someone, and at that very time, he's telling to Aiden, you know, I wish this man would marry my daughter. So the Gemara says, chayshim al kedushin, that it's a good kedushin. Why is it a good kedushin? Why is it a good kedushin? She's a katana. So the only way that we could understand it, the Ran says, is Matam Zachir. It's a schus. He would want it. If he's saying, I would love my daughter to marry him, and the daughter is Makabal Kedushin at that time, so then it works Matar Zachir. Is it as good a raya? See, there he taki gets something, because the Kest of Kedushin goes to him. At least he gets something. But most people, when they marry off their daughter, are not so concerned with the Shava Pruta that they're getting. And the main thing they're doing is giving away their daughter. Marrying their daughter. And that aspect is not Zachin Le'adam. So Yitzchak Elchanan has three strong rayas to the Shita of the Trumas Hadashim. Right, that's a raya which is brought by others. I'm not sure that he brings it, but Rabbi Chanan brings Pesach in the raya from the Etzim case of selling chametz. But there was a shomer. A shomer was given a pekat. That's a stronger raya because it could be a shomer is given al das kein. They'll do whatever is necessary to protect it. I think Rabbi Chanan does bring this raya. At any rate, so we have now. I'm not asking you to paskin like the Ketzais and Trumas Hadashim. You understand? But why when this Ketzais and Trumas Hadashim, what makes it, you say this thing, is it's a tool to try to understand how Zechiyah works. What is the lumdis of how Zechiyah works? I think we all understand it's very simple. The Machlok is Trumas Hadashim and the Ketzais. Trumas Hadashim or Zechiyah has nothing to do with acquiring things. And the Ketzais understand that it has to do solely with acquiring things. Let's return to try to have a good Havana of Zechiyah Metam Shlichus. If you understand Zechiyah Metam Shlichus, the way Reb Chaim or Baruch Be understand Zechiyah Metam Shlichus, that there's a parasha of Shlichus. There's no separate parasha of Zechiyah. A separate parasha. Zechiyah is a din in Hilchos Shlichus. It's a parasha of Shlichus. Within the parasha of Shlichus, there's a din. Normally, Shlichus needs a minu Shlichus, needs you to appoint a Shlichus. Zechiyah is that what? That by Zachin La'adam, you don't need to appoint Shlichus. If you learn this way, so what's what do you understand better, the Trumas Hadashim or the Ketzais? I don't want you to hear it. I want you to figure it out. If Zichi is just a way of getting to Shlichus, then what? Zichi is a way of getting to Shlichus. What's the difference? What you do? Does Shlichus have anything to do with getting things? No. If Zichi is just a way to plug in, to plug into Shlichus. The Trum Sadesh are much more understandable. Sechiyah metam shlichus. At least the way we're explaining Sechiyah metam shlichus, the way our claim understands, that all Sechiyah is a din, a way to make a shliach. So just like if you can make a shliach to give, you can make a shliach to sell, you can make a shliach to do anything, to be Mekadish your daughter. So Sechiyah could work as well. It's much more glad the Truma Sadesha, and if you understand Zichi is Matam Shlichus. If you understand that Zichi is a separate parasha, has nothing to do with Shlichus. There's a parasha of Shlichus which you learn out of one pasuk, pasuk of Zichi which you learn out of a different pasuk. If there's a separate parasha of Zichi, then the Ketzais could make sense. Then we could understand the Ketzais. It's a separate parasha of Zechiyah, has its own rules. Now, that doesn't prove the Ketzais is right, if it's a separate parasha. But then they have verta to the Ketzais. Ketzais has words, because, alright, Zechiyah is a separate Inyan, and being that Zechiyah is a separate Inyan, so it has its own rules, it doesn't go through with the rules of Shlichus. And Memela, it's possible to limit as much as you want, to limit whatever you like. The Ktzais elsewhere in Simon Kofei learns Beferish that Tzchiyah is a separate parsha. It's separate from Shlichus. He brings it into a sugyam of Metziah. He brings a raya, at least from Rashi of Metziah, that there are cases where Tzchiyah does not work and Shlichus works. The case of Metziah is Someone owes me money, and I find out he's going bankrupt. So if I'm smart, what do I do? Huh? What do you do if you know someone about to go bankrupt? Huh? Right? You run to his house and you grab whatever you can. Right? You go and you take whatever you could for a Kriyas HaChayv. You know, if he's got $100 and he owes $1,000. So it's first come, first serve. We try to agree. What happens if someone owes my good friend money? And I find out that my friend is going to go bankrupt. Bankrupt. I mean, he's broke. He's got $100 and he owes $1,000. So I run up to his dorm room and I grab his Frank, what do they make in the dorm? Microwave, right? I grab something of his. Zachin la'adam. So the Gemara says Zechiyah doesn't work. Why doesn't Zechiyah work? Because it's chav lachrini. Because Zachin la'adam, I can only be zeicha for someone if it doesn't cause a loss for other people. But if it's causing a loss for someone else, this man owes money to 10 people. One of them is my friend. And I want to run and grab first. So the Gemara says there's no Zechiyah. When it's Chav La'achrini, if it's a Chai for other people, you don't say Zechiyah. It's a Gemara. So Dr. Rashi, but Shlichus would work. If you would make me a Shliach, then it would work. So Rashi learns. If you made me a Shliach, it would work. Taisus argues. Taisus, even Shlichus doesn't work in such a case by Chav La'achrini. The Ktzais is explaining Rashi. Says, what's Pshat in Rashi? If Shlichus works, why does Zechiyah not work? And here you're acquiring something. Zechiyah should work. The Ktzais says these words. He says, Zechiyah and Shlichus are two different parshiyos. One has nothing to do with the other. The parsha of Shlichus works even Chav Lachrini, and the parsha of Zechiyah does not work when it's Chav Lachrini. The Gilui of Zechiyah is only when it's not Chav Lachrini. The Ketzais clearly learns the separate parashiyos. If you learn the separate parashiyos, then the other Ketzais makes a lot of sense. Zachin Ladam Alay Zachin Meyad. Of course it makes sense. So what we've tried to achieve today, besides knowing the famous Ketzais, is to have a Havana in two ways of learning Zachiyah. There are two ways to learn. Zachiyah Mitam Shlichus, at least the way Reb Chaim learns, is that it's all one parasha. Zachiyah Mitam Yad is that it's two different parashas. Now with this, we're going to start the Taisvis Mitzvah tomorrow. Rabbi Kiva Eger, which I asked you to learn this morning, you should look at the stipler. There's a piece on it. The stipler has a few mahalchim in the Ketzais, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the paragraph that begins with the words Uba'if and Acher, I think is the most mustavridik and mahalach in the stifler. It's Simon Tess in the old prints and Simon Yudbeis in the new ones. And I think you'll have a geschmack from the way the stifler learns it. Maybe we'll even be able to tie it back to what we did tonight. So that's for tomorrow. Yeah.